Tech Thursday on The Last Word.
With the 100% electric XPeng G6. Packed full of tech.
It's time for Tech Thursday. And Andy O'Donoghue has a great idea for this evening. The tech buying calendar. When is the best time to buy particular items that you might have a grow for? This is interesting, Andy, because you get hit with things like there's a certain company at the moment offering what it calls Prime Day. Mm. You get various things like, Black Friday, and you get Christmas, obviously, and you get other times of the year. But are there ideal times for buying different tech items?
The calendar really does make a difference, Matt. Yeah, for sure. And not just on big ticket items, smaller ones also. But I would say there are very distinct kind of differences across the sectors, like televisions, fitness trackers, smartwatches, smartphones, a really obvious one, and even laptops and tablets. And when you buy, does make a difference, and it can make a substantial amount of difference in the amount of money you spend and also in the specification or kind of the quality of the device that you buy.
But give us the smartphone example first. When is it a time not to buy?
So the worst time to upgrade your smartphone is late August or early September.
Why?
And that is because the consumer tech world operates on a pretty unshakable autumn release schedule. Apple and Google consistently have their big keynotes in September and October. New iPhone in September. And of course, there is this release cycle with Apple, which tends to be, you know, a new version, a new numbered iPhone, and then kind of the step-down model maybe the year later. But this year, of course, we'll probably have a new, say, foldable iPhone. But if you buy a premium smartphone in August, it means you're paying top-tier money for a phone that will essentially be last year's model 3 or 4 weeks later.
Okay. And you will pay more probably for the new phone when it comes out. But if you are happy enough with the previous model, you will get it for less than you would have paid for it in early August.
Exactly. And so the optimal strategy is don't do anything until late October or November. The new shiny flagship phone will be out, whether it's Google or Apple or whoever. And the phone networks and the retailers will instantly drop the price of the immediate predecessor. So versions, say, iPhone 16 to 17, the 16 will go down in price. And the idea, of course, is that they want to get rid of the remaining stock. And those retailers, they get subsidies from the phone makers to do that. So one thing I would say is that alternative kind of view on this is that the launch week of the phone is when the trade-in value of your old phone is at its best. So when a new iPhone or a new Google phone comes out, many of them now sell direct to consumers and have very comprehensive trade-in facility on their website. You enter the serial number, you take a photo of it. That week or two is the best deal you're going to get because A, they really want to sell you the new phone to get it shipped and those numbers start counting. And they will also give you the best deal on your phone because it's still almost new. So that is the alternative strategy. So if you're buying a new phone, never do it in late August or early September.
Okay, but late August, early September is a good time to buy a laptop or tablet, is it?
Yeah, and this is funny because the laptop market can be incredibly flat for a lot of the year. And so if you try to buy a premium laptop or tablet, also the bigger and more expensive tablets, if you try to buy one in May or June, you'll notice that the pricing is very flat and rigid across all the manufacturers. And that is what they call the dead zone of retail, of computing retail. So the back to school window starts August, early September. And that market is really competitive. And you will see Apple, Dell, HP and the others really getting stuck into these aggressive price wars. So that is worthwhile considering. And, you have this huge wave when the market is active. And I suppose, Matt, generally, this is what we would say about planning your buying calendar. If the market is active, you're going to be paying more.
Okay. Is this a good time to be buying gadgets for the garden and outdoor?
It almost is.
Almost
is, yeah. And so the kind of the huge rush is gone. Springtime is when people plant stuff, and that's when they need those tools for the garden. But it's also when people are saying, oh my gosh, it shower rain, and the next thing the grass is all over the place. So people are rushing out to buy the robotic lawnmowers, the smart pressure washers, even outdoor security lighting to light up the garden for the summer. So you're going to pay full belt in April and May. By the time you get to now, and even if you notice at, say, the big stores in shopping centres selling barbecues and that kind of stuff, you'll notice kind of €100 reductions off something as simple as a barbecue. And so the ideal window to strike is almost now, late June, July. Once we pass the longest day of the year, that peak season competition is kind of over. And you do have this kind of corporate pressure that this is people on holiday. So in order to keep sales figures up, price cuts in late June happen really quick. So if you want to buy yourself a fancy robotic lawnmower, next month is probably the best time of year to do it.
Okay, what about televisions? When the best time of year to buy a television? Because I'd suspect that they were quite expensive recently, as a lot of places were trying to sell TVs for the World Cup.
And we talked about it ourselves, and there were great deals. But yes, there was huge movement on people buying new TVs. Generally, buying a TV at the start of December is the worst time, because there's all that time off over Christmas, specials, people at home, the whole family environment. People say, oh, we need to get a big telly. And people kind of upgrade. And really, once the Black Friday has happened, television prices can spike by around 15% into December, believe it or not. And you do see this in the statistics. So the sweet spot for buying a TV is in springtime, from about March into May. And it's interesting, it's a little bit like the smartphone market, because that's when the manufacturing giants, Samsung and LG, and Sony to an extent, that's when they roll out the big new flagship models. So to clear the warehouse and showrooms, they will slash prices of the predecessor model by up to 40 or 50%. And that is a huge difference, because TV technology incrementally improves. It doesn't get hugely better every year. So if you can be happy spending 40 to 50% less, getting last year's model, which is only slightly
different.
Which
is going to be a brilliant TV.
Exactly. I mean, there are almost no bad TVs anymore. So absolutely, that spring purchase.
Does that suggest, sorry, Andy, that, you know, if you're going to be really clever about buying something that's really expensive, and I'm saying anything over €1,000 is really expensive, that you really need to discipline and keep tracking the figures maybe over a 12-month period, and then understand how various products move in price, and then purchase when you know that you've got the information for a good deal?
You do, absolutely. And there are websites you can use, and it's worthwhile looking at people like Which. We have less amount of very specific analysis in Ireland, in for the Ireland specific market, but the UK works in much the same way, and so it's worth looking for it's worth looking out for things like the Black Friday and the Prime Day squeeze, that kind of late in the year, and then early in the year, the spring clearance. Which publish those numbers, and over a period of a year, Matt, you can see a swing of 30 to 40% in the price of a TV, which is, as you say, a really good TV.
Now, what about fitness trackers and smartwatches? Let me guess, they're not the most expensive, as Christmas gifts, and also last week in December and the early weeks in January.
Yeah, you're bang on, exactly. And that's because January is plagued by new year, new me, I'm getting out in the road, I'm losing weight, I'm going to become a new, live my best life with my new fitness tracker. And that's essentially it. And so retailers and the makers themselves, they spend big on those big marketing budgets promoting the smartwatch and the fitness band. But if you want a bargain, when do you buy it? Right now, specifically June and July. You've got seasonality, people on holidays, and that initial wave of winter fitness, that's fizzled out. And again, retailers are faced with this need to keep sales figures up during the summer. So you will see genuine deep price cuts right now. Once you get over Father's Day, and there's novelty in them Father's Day present. From now until the end of July, ideal time to buy a new fitness tracker or watch.
With great reluctance, I am going to mention the fact that we're in this Amazon.ie Prime Day shopping event at present, if only because I just find Jeff Bezos incredibly, increasingly objectionable, right? And I sort of using my words carefully in relation to that. So there are certain things that maybe you can get at a decent price, which aren't available to people in the retail shops. So I'll indulge it for a couple of moments. Although I have to say, you know, I'm even worried about things like, you know, say the Ring battery video doorbell, that it might actually, you know, I think it's been cut price dramatically. But if it's so cheap, is that because the providers are getting all of the information that it wants about your house?
I think there's a lot of Ring has certainly been plagued by that in the past, and the sharing of data has been an issue in the US specifically. Ring, of course, is an Amazon company. And so I suppose that also opens up the opportunity for them to offer discounts on it. There are other Amazon brands for sale. The Amazon Kindle, there's probably about 20% off it.
We'll get to that in a second. So this Ring battery video doorbell, it's down by nearly half, from €119 to €59. So what does it actually do for you?
So the Ring doorbell is very simple. You attach it to your doorbell, no wires, no electrician needed to install it. Somebody rings the bell and you get a notification on your app, or indeed your television if you've set up your smart home features. And you get the opportunity to, if you're in the kitchen, you run out and open the door as you normally would. But if you're not home, you can talk to them via the app. And the idea is the camera, it's a high resolution, 2K video resolution, and it has zoom on it. And it has the ability to record the video if you're out, and you get the little video on your phone app. So it allows you to stay in touch with your front door, even if you're not in the house. That's the idea, Matt.
Okay, and briefly, so the Kindle is available at what price at the moment?
Kindle's about 20% off. And one thing I would say, and I hope you are pleased to see it, is this year Amazon are doing the Brands of Ireland Hub, which is everything from Ella and Joe Skincare, Swifter Fitness are there. Believe it or not, Barry's Tea, Beauty's Coffee and Tato, I noticed. So they have a specific thing, amazon.ie/Brands of Ireland. So they're promoting Irish brands.
All right, we leave it there. Andy O'Donoghue, thank you very much for joining us for Tech Thursday.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.